This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. The Biden administration formally launched the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework with 12 other countries. The framework isn't a trade agreement in itself, but Farmers for Free Trade Executive Director Brian Keel is hopeful that it will make agreements easier to negotiate in the future.
The goal, I think, of the Biden administration is to encourage this bloc of nations to work together on common interests where they can. But they recognize for some countries, some issues are going to be harder than other issues. And so they're trying to find common ground where they can across this bloc of countries that, again, serves as a counterweight to China. And we certainly hope that we're going to see a number of the countries sign up and work together on trade. Trade agreements would then follow. So this is not a trade agreement itself.
Keel said it's the kind of announcement that American agriculture has been waiting for. The framework involves several countries in the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement.
The Indo-Pacific Economic Framework is a framework that involves many of the countries that were involved in the Trans-Pacific Partnership, but it doesn't include, for example, Mexico, which was part of TPP. It does include, however, India, so it has a lot more heft in the Indo-Pacific region. It's sort of all those Southeast Asian countries, including India, that are at the table.
Keel added that he is pleased to see the U.S. taking a leading role in this initiative. This has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. Visit aginfo.net.